Well, Mickey, first of all, obviously very happy with the result. What about the performance?
Yeah, we were happy to get 3 points to him on the first day out. That was our target. Performance, we've a lot to work on. I suppose the first day, you can play as many friendlies as you want and challenge games and the World Cup, but it's a different intensity when you go into the National League when there's 2 points up for grabs and against a strong Sligo team. So the performance was okay, Tom. We had a lot to work on. We had a lot of unforced errors and a lot of players below par, but we'll take a victory, actually playing poorly enough, you know.
Playing in difficult conditions in the first half against the wind and the rain, fair to say you laid the foundation in the first half, really?
We definitely did. No, we definitely fought better our team in the first half, and far giving away the ball cheaply a few times that Sligo won for a few scores, but at the same time Sligo missed a lot, Tom, and the free taking was off and they had a lot of wide, so on a different day they could have been beaten, you know. But when we were 7 up, I thought we were going to push on, but as Sligo do, they come at you again, Tom. They're a very strong bench, and they're making subs, they're actually getting stronger, so it's something. They're definitely a good panel there.
Yeah, the goal obviously just before half time was a great lift, wasn't it? I think Rory Campbell has been credited, but I'm not sure. Jerry Gilmore's in today, I think he might have a claim too.
Well, there's been an argument there. I think Rory, I don't know if Rory touched it or not, I felt maybe it was straight on, but whatever, we'll take it, Tom. It was definitely a big boost for us going before half time to be 4 up, and you thought you'd be really happy 4 up against the breeze. But hurling's a funny game. The ball holds up well for the forwards against the breeze. So second half, I felt we were maybe below par.
Went back out, you said, to 7 at one stage in the second half, and all of a sudden they came at you again. Were your thoughts at this time last year or last May when they came here and defeated you in the semi-final?
It definitely crossed my mind, Tom, and I felt if we didn't give away a goal they wouldn't get back at us, but hey, they clipped away at the points and it went back to a 3-point game. So just hurling swings and roundabout, and Sligo would never give up, and as I say, they finished with a very strong team, and the substitutions can catch you out. They have a few lads from Galway there and they're very, very strong, and you don't know much about them, but we'll be happy we take the 2 points, Tom, move on to London next week.
It's a good performance considering Sean McVeigh is retired, Darren Flynn is retired, no Lyle Theory, no Rona McDermott today, obviously away on holiday. I think he's in the Big Apple, or probably mid-air at the moment, I think, on the way back, and Luke White out as well.
Exactly, we have 5 or 6 gone from last year, and Rona McDermott is a massive loss. He thought the match was going to be Sunday, Tom. National League matches usually are, but we caught out, it was a Saturday, and he's not back to tonight. So he's that driving force up front, you know, and he's good for a few scores and sets the tempo. He definitely was missed, and then we lost Luke to a slight hamstring strain, so hopefully Luke will be okay for next week. But to be fair, Donald Lafferty stepped on the clean sheet, Tom, and fair play to him. You know, he was under pressure to step on the Luke's boots, and he did, and he done a good job.
Collected 8 points last year, reached the semi-final. That has to be the target again this year, is it?
Yeah, well, 1 week at a time, Tom, we'll try. I think London's supposed to be very strong this year, from what we're hearing, but they're playing Tyrone tonight, so we'll know more about them before we head over next week.
Yeah, and finally the McGurk Cup as well, that's down for Tuesday night, but I know you have an appeal in not to play it.
Yeah, they've agreed to put it back. We just have to agree a date now, Tom. It's a pre-season competition. It's no good in between 2 league matches on Tuesday night. You see your boys are sore and carrying knocks, so we just have to put National League and prime spot first, and then we'll move on to the World Cup maybe in a free weekend that there's no league match.
And obviously games are going to come thick and fast. You're in London next weekend, and then, you know,
yeah, we have London, and then we have Meath, and then we have actually 2 free weekends, so possibly that midweek with those 2 free weekends we'll get the McGurk Cup played, because it'd be nice to play, Tom, and it'd be nice to get a final experience and maybe get the young boys a rattle at a good college team, you know.
Yeah, so obviously the 2 points was the big thing today.
Definitely is, Tom, and they're not easy gotten to be, so any day you get them you'll take them, and especially when maybe there's probably more on us. That's the way I can put it. So you get the 2 points, and knowing that we can improve, we're happy enough.
Any knocks or bruises today?
No, everybody seems to be okay, so we get Luke hopefully okay for next week, and Ron McDonald will be back too, so we'll be in a stronger place again, you know.